It's been 2.5 years since Jamie's been gone, and I will say it's getting a little easier, but each time we do an event and we come out and I see all these kids and I just look into their eyes, it kind of brings me back, right back to day one when Jamie left.
Tracy Rodemeyer of Williamsville has turned her family's tragedy into a major learning tool for other children. Her 14-year-old son, Jamie, committed suicide in 2011. The Williamsville North High School freshman was the victim of bullying for years because he struggled with his sexuality. But Rodemeyer and her husband have been appearing the last couple of years, speaking out against bullying. And that message is helping to prevent other victims from taking their own lives.
On a daily basis, we get some kind of email, a text, we're speaking at an event, something that tells us that his message is still out there. People coming to us saying, oh my God, you know, I was ready to kill myself or I didn't know where to turn to and your son has saved me.
Rodemeyer tells WBFO News she recently received a response from as far away as Argentina, where a young man from the LGBT community was not initially accepted by his family. But he told the Rodemeyers because of Jamie's story, he was able to rise above the rejection and change their minds.
Bully free!
That's the sound of Lorraine Academy pre-K through third grade students responding to first grade teacher Kelly Gazer during a recent assembly.
The idea is to change the face of the community, change the culture of our school, therefore changing the face of the community and stop bullying.
Gazer also serves as the school's bully go-to person, as it works to change the culture and reach the youngest of students with an anti-bullying message.
Sometimes they get mixed up. They don't know if it's bullying or if it's just a kid just saying something not so nice. So we teach them the difference. You know, when you feel like you're not safe, then they know that that's a bullying situation. We also teach them how to stand up to bullies, and we teach them what to do if they feel like they're being bullied.
Lorraine Academy students are participating in an anti-bullying contest. The school is hosting the second annual Bully Free 5K race on Friday, May 30th. Last year, that race raised $4,000. It's allowed the school to create a program called Box Out Bullying. It's providing professional development for teachers, parent workshops, and assemblies to help teach children to stand up to bullying. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.